Chamber of Commerce endorses 23 House Democrats for re-election. By John Binder on September 1, 2020. The United States Chamber of Commerce has endorsed at least 23 House Democrats up for re-election this November against Republican challengers. Insiders close to the Chamber of Commerce told the Associated Press, AP, that the big business lobbying group had finalized plans to endorse 23 House Democrats and 29 House Republicans just as the GOP is hoping to win over 17 vital seats to take back the House of Representatives. The AP noted the Democrats endorsed by the chamber. The House freshmen the chamber is endorsing include several who face tough re-elections, such as Reps. Abby Finkenauer and Cindy Axon of Iowa, Andy Kim of New Jersey, Xochitl Torres-Small of New Mexico, Anthony Brindisi of New York, Kendra Horn of Oklahoma, Joe Cunningham of South Carolina and Elaine Luria and Abigail Spanberger of Virginia. The chamber is also endorsing freshman Democratic reps. Greg Stanton of Arizona, Josh Harder, T.J. Cox and Harley Rout of California, Sharice Davids of Kansas, David Tron of Maryland, Haley Stevens of Michigan, Angie Craig and Dean Phillips of Minnesota, Susie Lee of Nevada, Antonio Delgado of New York, Colin Allred and Lizzie Fletcher of Texas and Ben McAdams of Utah. Last month, a former official with President Donald Trump's administration told Breitbart News that it was not surprising to see the chamber finally announcing support for Democrats after years of fighting Trump's economic nationalist agenda, an affront to the group's business-centric, economic libertarian platform. Grassroots Republicans have long accused the Chamber of Commerce of selling out conservative values. So it's not surprising to see them come out of the closet as full-on Democrat partisans, the former Trump official said. Most recently, the chamber filed suit against Trump's halting of foreign visa worker programs while tens of millions of working and middle-class Americans remain unemployed. The chamber claims it is crucial to continue allowing businesses to import foreign workers to take U.S. jobs rather than prioritizing the employment of jobless Americans. In a significant move against the White House, the chamber has courted the support of big tech executives in their lawsuit for more foreign workers. The CEOs who have signed on to the effort include Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Twitter's Jack Dorsey, and Apple's Tim Cook. From the start, the chamber has railed against Trump's enforcement of federal immigration law and the imposition of tariffs on foreign imports to protect jobs and wages for American workers. In the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, the chamber has fought to keep the U.S. reliant on foreign countries for vital medical supplies, pharmaceuticals, and other goods. Protecting the resiliency of our supply chain doesn't have to mean reshoring all production in the United States, chamber CEO Tom Donahue said in May. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.